The dogs were good again this week. Here are my top five. At number five, we have Mako. He loves to steal the kitchen towel.
What are you doing? What? No. 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 No.
At number four, we have Susan. She has a smile that can light up a room and independently finance her local orthodontist. At number three, we have Zuko. He doesn't like it when his balloon hits the floor. At number two, we have a dog who survived the Central Texas floods by hiding in a washing machine. Cody Vlasic, a high school senior in Hunt, Texas, woke up on July 4th to the river behind his house rapidly rising. While evacuating, the family dog ran off. With their home quickly filling with water, they were forced to leave him behind. They set out through waist-deep water to the neighbor's house uphill, where the only thing they could do is wait for the water to recede. They were able to return the next day.
I had to break my window. And when I climbed through, I heard scratching and kind of like a whimper. So I turned my head around the corner and I saw him just floating there in the washer.
The Vlasic's home was completely destroyed, but they're grateful to have made it through the storm.
You can replace a house, but you can't replace lives.
You all helped us fund several transport flights of shelter dogs from Texas to communities across the country ready to adopt them in order to make space for pets displaced by the floods, the first of which took off yesterday morning. Before we get to our number one dog of the week, this episode is sponsored by Wagwell. They are a pet wellness brand that has a variety of supplements to boost your dog's diet and overall well-being. With the help of veterinary nutritionists, they are the first dog brand to use ahi flower omega oil. I had no idea what that was, so I looked it up. It's basically a little flower whose omega oil is as effective as fish oil without the smell or impact on the environment. It helps with basically every pillar of health and improves your dog's skin, coat, heart, joints, and immune system. The reviews have been pretty good so far. If your dog would like to give any of their products a try, use WeRate20 for 20% off through the link in our bio. Our number one dogs of the week are Ziggy and Rufus. Rufus was adopted in 2016. He lived with his family for almost 10 years before he passed back in April. That same night, his mom Jillian saw a dog named Ziggy, adoptable from Muttville in San Francisco, that stopped her mid-scroll. She said, "His face was so identical to Rufus, at first glance I thought it was him." She decided to put in an adoption application. 4 days later, the family met Ziggy and made it official. Jillian was convinced they were somehow cosmically intertwined, that Rufus had somehow put Ziggy in our path. The family continued to notice so many similarities between Ziggy and Rufus that they ordered a DNA test just to prove that they were the same mix of breeds. The results revealed that Rufus is Ziggy's son. He sent his dad to watch over them. Jillian said, "There is no science I can find to explain this, only kismet."